you probably all know by now, I love theatre. And I love a mixture of all types of different theatre, from the epic to the small, from classical to modern. I just love that the good theatre that engages with the audience, which can entertain, can teach, which reveals the truth. In our readings this morning, we had two scenes of the most extraordinary piece of theatre. Act One, the prophet Isaiah. And theatre doesn't get much more epic than the prophet Isaiah, I can tell you. The special effects are spectacular. So spectacular, perhaps, that we are in danger of losing the real point of the scene that we had this morning. The prophet Isaiah is living among people who have distanced themselves from God. People who are not living the lives God wants them to live. They are people, quite literally, with unclean lips, as well as unclean thoughts and actions as well. The conversation between Isaiah and the seraph, and then between the prophet and God, is wonderful theatre too, culminating in a seemingly rhetorical question from God: whom shall I send? Meaning, whom shall I send to these difficult, wayward people? To which Isaiah replies, here I am, send me. Blackout. We're off. Off on Isaiah's amazing life of bringing the truth of God to all people, whether you are king or a slave. This is the message for you. Whether you want to hear it or not, Isaiah is going to give you the truth. Isaiah takes up the mission and knows that God goes with him as he answers the call. In Act 2, we have come forward some 700 years with the shore of Galilee providing our backdrop. In this passage from Luke, the theatre starts with Jesus at the beginning of his ministry. But this journey, as we know, hasn't started in the court of a king with all his populace, or at the temple with the high priest. He's begun his ministry among everyday people, women, men, children, people like you, people like me. And the drama is partly provided by the miracle of the great catch of fish. But as wonderfully theatrical as the boatload of fish is, the mechanics of how did they do that isn't actually the point of what Luke is writing about. It really doesn't matter how this miracle occurred, how there was a large catch of fish in the daytime, or, for that matter, in Act 1 with Isaiah, of how the Lord's hen filled the temple, or the prophet got his lips singed with coal, and he didn't die. Please don't try this one at home. The point of both passages is that we're called, and that God expects each of us to take a part in the building of the kingdom. We're not called on to be passive members of an audience when we come to church, but to engage with Scripture, to share the sacraments, to support one another, to follow when our name is called, and to give as well as to receive. Søren Kierkegaard, a 19th century Danish philosopher, of whom one day, when I get to retirement, I shall study his work properly, but for now. He devised a worship model of church, explaining the relationship between God, the worship leaders, let's call them, and the congregation, using the metaphor of theatre. He wrote that the standard system in church tended to be God, now this is his words, not necessarily Gaffer words, God is the prompter of the worship. The congregation are the audience, and the worship leaders are the actors. That's what he was saying was the accepted model. But Kierkegaard quite rightly argued that this was wrong. And actually, this is unbiblical. That the order should be the worship leader as the prompter of worship, a congregation, the actors, and God as the audience. That it is God is the one who receives what we do. Now, don't worry. I'm not going to be running auditions at the end of the service and asking you to brush up on your Shakespeare, so to speak. The point is that we do not have to audition. We're all called, and we're all called to play our part, which may change across our seven ages, but we're all called to be part of it at each stage. And just to return to the theatre metaphor for one last time, in a theatrical production, as I know, everyone is needed and required to fulfil their role that they have been called to do in order to make the whole show work. Isaiah was called and instantly said, "Here I am, send me." Jesus calls the fishermen and they laid down their nets and followed him when he called their name. They were all like us, ordinary people who through the Spirit brought the love of God to a wider audience. But have courage. Don't get stage fright. We are not called to strut upon the stage alone. We do not make the transition from audience to actor by ourselves. Rather, Jesus is with us. We just have to trust in him and answer his call. May we all have the courage to do that and to do as well as to receive.